Timmins, an annual report lays out what it takes to survive in Timmins, and minimum wage doesn't cut it. The Ontario Living Wage Network, OLWN, has released its annual report laying out the minimum it takes for a person to cover transportation, shelter, food, and other necessities. In Timmins, that wage has gone up by 2.5% from $19.80 per hour in 2023 to $20.30 an hour this year. To be able to survive in Timmins, $20.30 is what you would need to make ends meet, said Noella Rinaldo. Timmins Economic Development Corporation, TEDC, director. The living wage is higher than the current legislated minimum wage in Ontario, which is $17.20, and that gap can make a huge difference when looking for work. That's why they can't survive, and that's why they have to work more than one job, said Rinaldo. That extra money can really make a difference. OLWN calculations gather expenses for three types of households: two adults supporting two small children, a single parent, and a single adult. The organization also provides a list of companies that have committed to providing that wage. This year's list includes one employer in Timmins, your neighborhood credit union, YNCU. Shailen Spurway, YNCU Manager Marketing and Community Education, said it's a point of pride to provide a livable wage to their employees. We're proud to be a living wage employer and hopefully other organizations join in our pledge to pay a living wage, said Spurway. It's more expensive than ever to live in Ontario, and we just really want all workers to feel supported so that they can flourish in our communities outside the office. As a community-based organization, this commitment is an important part of being a part of the cities YNCU operates in. We feel that it is our responsibility to not only support the financial well-being of our members, but also the well-being of our employees, she said. Rinaldo sees offering the living wage as a recruitment tool for local businesses, and a way to hold onto existing staff as well. There's an opportunity to be able to sign in and certify that they are a company that gives out a living wage, and it's a benefit for them as a tool to recruit. She said, we have a lot of employers that give a living wage, but it is those minimum wage jobs where it really needs to be emphasized. The data indicates that a one-bedroom apartment in Timmins would cost on average $14,884 per year, or $1,240 per month, including utilities. The cost of food for one person would be 15.1% of the living wage, and transportation works out to 14%. One-bedroom apartment rentals in Timmins start at $1,150 per month on Kijiji, including heat, water and electricity. Most rentals do not include internet connections. 7 one-bedroom apartments have been listed on Kijiji in the last 2 weeks. Rinaldo points to rising food costs as a driving factor for this year's increase. The living wage includes things like a cell phone and internet connection. Those are necessities in today's world for work and schooling, said Rinaldo. Those are important numbers that need to be taken into consideration. The knowledge of what it takes to survive in the city can help direct services and inform employers on what their employees' needs might be. It's about helping people who are working full-time to be able to make ends meet, said Rinaldo. That's what's important about it.